Thanks for listening to BS and Beer Media. This podcast is about professional wrestling.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Hashtag BITW. I'm your host, Dale, and with me, I got Brandon. What's up, man?
What's happening, man? What's going on?
I figure we'll just go ahead and dive right into this Crown Jewel card. Just a quick glance. My first thing I noticed, I don't see Mansoir on here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, hey, I said the only way that he was going to go to Crown Jewel was they were going to have to Thanos snap this whole Maximum Male Model situation, because there's no way the royal family is going for that. They're not having it. And, well, they just decided they're not having anything. Like, they're not going to do it at all then.
You think they're actually going to leave him in the States?
I don't know. Look, they let a lot of stuff slide over there. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Compared to what we thought wasn't going to happen. Like, the ladies wrestled over there, and now it's, you know, a regular thing. Remember, that was a big deal.
Yeah, it was.
And they pushed it through, and even Undertaker and The Fiend done their like, spooky kind of gimmick thing that they normally wouldn't have let slide over there. That's not a thing that they let slide. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, the actual Fiend mask itself, I didn't think would go over, but
they did the whole horror show situation with that, and I was shocked. Yeah. I was very shocked that even, you know, happened. So, I mean, I think that they would let him wrestle if he went back to, like, the classic babyface Mansoir for one night only and just did a match. And kind of put that gimmick to the side. I think they would do that. Now, Maxine and Masse and all that stuff, they can't be there. No. They're not going to be there for that. I would be shocked if that happened. I would.
I honestly think they're going to try it out. And they're going to have a pretty much a squash match. And I think they're going to end up going over whoever it is. So,
oh man, they're going to break Mansoir's his winning streak. Look, I mean, to me, I'm not going to lie. I like, you know, Mansoir being the Saudi Arabian ultra babyface underdog that wins at the Saudi Arabian pay-per-views, because he's got the whole squad behind him. I like that idea. It's easy storytelling. Yeah. And everybody he works with always gives him the best match they can. And I think that that's really the best way to use Mansoir, is to make him like an MVP of the Saudi shows. Because normally he has the most solid match on the card. I mean, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Like, I know he's not like a name, but it's a good hometown feel babyface situation that we miss.
Yeah.
We're lacking that. He's got that on lock. So, I don't know, man. We'll see. I'm curious.
Well, looking at this card, man, there are two women's matches on the card, both for championships. We have Alexa Bliss and Asuka versus Damage Control for the women's tag team championships.
Yeah. Speaking of that, did you see the Alexa Bliss shots? After Io Sky, like, shot on Alexa, and then she shot back on her. Did you see that?
No. Tell me about this.
Yeah, this was on Raw. Okay, so Alexa was in the corner, right? They were doing a tag team match. And so Io Sky was coming in, and she punched her, or kicked her in the back of the head or something like that. And you can see the visible, like, frustration on Alexa Bliss' face as she turns around and punches her with her right hand as hard as she could in the stomach. And then they just shoot on each other for a second. You should go back and watch it. Alexa gets fed up because she gets hit in the back of the head,
right,
like full on in the back of the head. And it was hard too. And you can see that she's so annoyed by it. And I think that receipt had been coming. I guess she potatoed her a couple of times, and that was just the last straw of that. But yeah, you should watch that. Go back and watch. Okay. I think it was on Raw.
Right.
It was Raw. Yeah, and she had enough. So I wonder how they're going to work over there at Crown Jewel.
Right. Wow.
Okay. It was full on haymakers. Like, she turned right around her right hand or right in the stomach, hard as she could, and then started punching her because she was mad.
Well, do you see Alexa and Asuka retaining?
I don't know. I honestly didn't see them getting the belts.
Right.
If I'm honest with you. Right. I didn't see that coming either. I don't know what's really happening with the tag belts, because to me, the story, and I know that a lot of things shifted where they had to kind of do it on the fly with Alexa and Asuka being like Bianca Belair's backup, but none of this is really helping Damage Control.
Right.
It's not. And I don't understand the direction, because I thought they were going to be a stable that would get the gold. Bayley would eventually get the gold from Bianca, so they
everybody can have titles.
Yeah, they could be legitimized as a heel stable. Mm-hmm. But now I feel like they're about as lost in direction as Judgment Day was when Edge left. Mm. So it's kind of, I don't know what they're doing with that. And either way it goes, even if they got the belts back, does it help them? Right.
Right. Right. So I mean, has it helped them so far?
No, because Bayley's supposed to be a leader.
Right.
But she doesn't really feel like the leader. It just feels like a, you know what I mean? She was.
Yeah.
Until, they kind of lost direction with this whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I agree with you. All right. The Bianca Belair versus Bayley match. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a last woman standing match. So they're going to have some time
in
this match here.
Which is nice.
Who do you think goes over here?
I love the EST. Everybody knows that, I think. Yeah. The EST is number one in my heart. But I feel like, I love Bayley too, don't get me wrong. But I really think that Bayley needs to win this title. Okay. Or it's really going to crush even more.
Yeah.
Of anything that Bayley had off of coming back after a very long injury and return situation. Honestly, I know they needed her at SummerSlam, to come back, and it needed to feel like something different. But I also feel like if they weren't going to put the belt on her, they should have waited on her return until they were going to make that move. Because otherwise she's going to flounder. Like, I feel like the Royal Rumble would have helped her, or Survivor Series, if they were going to crown her this year, it should have been like a Survivor Series or something like that, but I think they need to put the belt on Bayley to legitimize her comeback and to make that stable mean something. Hmm. They got to.
Okay. I'm starting to kind of buy into the story of Damage Control getting the titles and Bayley getting the titles.
Yeah.
And maybe they do it there in Saudi Arabia. So
maybe
I think that's the way I'm going now.
Yeah. I'm with you. Like that's the only way I feel like if EO and Dakota gets the titles back, that's the only way it would mean anything and make sense is if Bayley won too.
Yeah.
I mean, and they would win through shenanigans, of course, like some kind of tactics.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I still don't know if it really helps Damage Control as a whole, having all the titles, but I guess we'll see.
It's a start.
Yeah. I mean,
they got to do something, right?
Yep. Hey, we're sending a big shout out to our new partners over at Sports Talk with Friends. We're going to be teaming up with them to bring you some different personalities and points of view. This season is going to be a lot of fun, so go over to their Facebook group and check them out, Sports Talk with Friends. we got Braun Strowman versus Omos in a mess of a match, I believe it's going to be.
Hey, listen, it looks like it's going to be a train wreck, but if you saw a train wreck, it's not a good thing, but you still couldn't look away from
it. You got to look.
You got to look. So it may be, you know, it may be a spectacle, which is the point.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's what it is.
The show is pure spectacle. Yeah. So hopefully, man, I never thought I'd say this, but I mean, not that nothing against him because I like him, but hopefully Braun can get something out of Omos. And it's not because Braun's bad or even that, but it's just because Omos didn't have like a move set.
Yeah.
So it's going to be kind of hard working with, you know, Strowman's the veteran in this scenario, you know, and he hadn't even been wrestling very long. So, you know, hopefully, you know, whatever Strowman's learned can carry almost through this match, and hopefully it'll be really good.
I'm hoping for a 5-minute match.
Yes. by their standards now, by big guy standards and spectacle, big move kind of things, not a technical, you know, situation. Yes. But yeah, for car crash purposes and train wreck wrestling, then yes, absolutely.
I'm going to go with Omos here. He needs to win for sure.
He needs to win. Yes.
Okay. Drew McIntyre and Karrion Kross steel cage match.
Okay.
You know, the whole thing about Kross with me is all about Scarlett. So.
I mean that's his ace, man.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, well, here's the other thing though, and we kind of talked about this. How's this entrance going to work in Saudi Arabia? I mean, because this still falls under the lines of Supernatural-esque.
Right.
You're right. You know what I mean? And it also involves, you know, Scarlett, which...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Covered up. Covered up.
You know, it may be stressful for the kingdom. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Maybe they do the short version where she... she's in full garb and she just walks in a straight line down there.
Yeah.
And gets it out of the way, you know. I don't know.
Well, what I would do is have Drew McIntyre come out and then Karrion Kross sneak from behind.
Yes.
And then they eventually get into the cage.
Yeah.
That's how
you do that. And then if there's shenanigans that needs to happen, Scarlett can already be under the ring or something another.
Yeah.
You know, she needs to come in and sneak like a victory form or whatever the case is. Well, no, are they doing the cage that surrounds the ring or the cage that?
Yeah, they say steel cage, so it's got to be the one that comes down from the ceiling and just surround the ring. And
okay, so they
not the Hell in the Cell. So
okay, well then never mind. She can't be under the ring then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. He'll have to find another way then, I guess.
Yeah.
Who you got for it, though?
I'm thinking McIntyre going to pull it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to have to. He'll need that win, you know, for momentum and stuff. That's what I got, too.
All right, what you got on this Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley match?
Ooh, I can tell you who I want to win, okay. And then I can tell you what would make sense. Okay. Well, honestly, what I want would make sense, too. I want Bobby Lashley to win.
Yeah, Brock is there to put Bobby over. Like, that's what it is.
Now, the problem is, I don't know what type of match we're going to get.
Yes.
Because the Royal Rumble, I was hyped for that match. That's the only reason why I watched the Rumble, really. Okay. Right. I was hyped for that Lesnar and Bobby match, and I felt like I got disappointed. Mm. Because we really, we didn't get one of those Survivor Series Brock Lesnar matches like he had in 2017, 2018, like that. It was kind of like, it was basically a storyline for another match at WrestleMania kind of thing.
Yeah.
It overshadowed, you know, the fact that this was a big deal. So I'm hoping that they right that wrong with this match, you know, because I know Bobby really wanted it. And I think that will be the... You know, I wanted it. You know, I mean, this is one of the last good dream matches that we can get from the talent, and I'm in. You know, so I hope that he wins. But you know, if Lesnar, I have no idea what his WrestleMania plans is going to look like, and you know, if he doesn't put him over and he wants this victory, you know, that tells me something down the road is coming up where he's going to end up having to put somebody over, or at least he could give us a competitive match, like a really good match if he's got to win it, not what we got it.
I don't see a match where it's going to be a bunch of finish moves.
Yeah, no finish jamming. Please not that.
Right. I don't see that, with especially with Bobby Lashley. Bobby's going to put in work, man. So
Or at least try to push – to get it. If he gets it from him, that's another story. But
I think Brock actually respects Bobby. I really believe that.
Yeah, I mean, he's on his level. I mean, he's a legit guy.
Yeah. So I'm going with Bobby with this one though to pull out the win. So.
Yep.
The Usos versus the Brawling Brutes for the WWE Tag Team Championships.
I'm going Usos. Yeah. I think the Usos are gonna take this way. I don't think they're dropping those until Mania or after Mania.
Or at least close to it or something.
Right, something. Like, and even if they do drop them, it'll be the tag team belts they picked up after already being champions if they drop them. Mm-hmm. I think they're gonna run the other ones all the way past the New Day's record at least, because they keep mentioning that. So they're gonna go over 500.
Do you see this turning into a feud between the Bloodline and the Brawling Brutes?
You know, I didn't think about that, but they could do something with them because I don't feel like the Bloodline really has any, they don't have a feud as a unit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I feel like that would be good since Sheamus has gotten this Brawling Brutes over.
Right.
I didn't see that coming. I won't lie to you. I did not see this becoming a thing where people really got into it. I felt like it was very makeshift, but I mean, that's how New Day kind of came along.
Right.
Nobody really saw that being something and it being the hottest thing in the business for like 5 years.
Yep.
So, I mean, the Brawling Brutes, I mean, I like that. I like the fact that, Pete Dunne is a little bit more, you know, kind of found his groove with that. It's not just so over the top ridiculous. I mean, it still is, but at least it's more believable, I guess, in that situation. That would be a nice feud. I just don't know. Maybe that gets wrapped up before Mania, or is it something that's going to like,
I think it's something that to lead us to, you know, the Royal Rumble, you know, gives them something to do. That's what I think.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Survivor Series is going to be War Games. It could lead to something there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You can have that War Games match right there. Faction versus faction.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we need in War Games.
Yeah. Now that would be incredible. I'd like to see that.
Yeah. Because all the Undisputed Era War Games were pretty good because Undisputed Era. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. But I've got the Usos retaining the titles there too. We got the OC versus the Judgment Day and the six man tag. And of course, Rhea Ripley going to be ringside.
Yep.
So what are we thinking here?
Ooh, that is interesting because I really feel like the OC needs a win at the
pay-per-view. They've also been kind of dropping hints. We need a solution to this Rhea problem and all this kind of
stuff. Yes. Yeah. So, you know, I feel like they need a win. I feel like they're going to have somebody, you know, meet them there. Cause I mean, Rhea is out there. Oh, speaking of which, you've seen that video out there where, Rhea was laying on the outside of the ring and she rolled over through the barricade, the metal barricade or whatever, and untied like one of the fans' shoes. Yeah, it's so funny. You got to see it. It's so she does it and it's so smooth because she just like falls. She's rolling over and she just goes up there and her hand goes through the barricade. She just grabs the shoelace and unties it and just rolls right back. It's so funny. You got to see it, man. I'll send it to you. It's hilarious, man. I loved it. It was great. And everybody starts laughing because it's the fun. It's just the funniest thing. But yeah, she totally unties one of the fan's shoes right there, rolls back over. So funny.
So rumors I've heard about who's going to be there to help solve the Rhea problem.
Okay.
The worst rumor I probably heard was Charlotte Flair. There's no way they're bringing Charlotte Flair in for this.
No chance.
No way.
That would be so underwhelming. Yeah. And I don't think she would go for it.
Yeah, like when Charlotte comes back, it's going to be about Charlotte for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a mage, so... yeah, who else do you think it could be? I mean, Nia Jax?
Oh, yeah. Well, Nia, I think she said she was done with wrestling, I thought.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, hey, who knows? I mean, that could be possible. Is there an NXT call-up that they could bring up? You know, I mean, who do you got from NXT that could come up? Is Mandy Rose still going to stay down for a while, or is she decide, you know, or is she ready to come back up to the main roster? You know, that could be somebody. At least if they got Mandy Rose, they could do it for like one night only situation. Right. Yeah. That way she can still continue her NXT championship reign. But that would be cool. I think the fans would be into it. And, you know, who else could it be?
I honestly think it's going to be Rodriguez.
Oh, Raquel Gonzalez.
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to say. Yeah, Raquel. Yeah. Wait, which one is in that? Raquel Gonzalez is who I remember her name as. Yeah. I know they changed it, but Raquel Gonzalez, you know, would be a good addition as an enforcer, you know, for them. And I mean, that would make sense. I don't think she's really tied up in anything right now.
Right. She's not doing too much right now. Yeah. Like with the last thing she was with, Shotzi. That's another one.
So you got Shotzi,
I think Raquel would look better.
It would be more serious, right?
The same level and everything like that.
I mean, Raquel Gonzalez is like 6 foot, you know, it's you need somebody with presence to make it feel like a you know, that kind of feud.
And I know Triple H feels strongly about her, Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley. That's like his pillars.
Yeah, those are his NXT girls.
Yeah.
You know, that he helped build and everything. So yeah, absolutely. I think she would be a good addition to that. I mean, I would be down to see it.
Yeah, That's my prediction. It's gonna be her that comes to help the OC with the
now judgment. Mandy would get the pop, I think.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that would be a good like pop situation with the Mandy Rose with the NXT championship coming down.
Yeah.
You know, like a one night only situation, to gauge to see if the main card fans are ready for her to come back. That would be a good judge right there too. Kind of test the waters without committing to it. So that's another thing.
Yeah, well, I guess I think they kind of did that when they brought in Toxic Attraction to do some tag team matches on SmackDown and stuff like that. So I think they know the crowd is definitely ready, you know, for Toxic Attraction.
Yeah. So absolutely. So let me ask you this. When they bring Mandy Rose up, do they bring the whole squad or would they bring her by herself?
Keep them all together.
Yeah, just faction all the way up. Yeah, just do the whole thing.
Yep, absolutely. All right, and the main event, Roman Reigns versus Logan Paul for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Mm. And they have Extreme Rules match here listed as the match. Okay. I didn't realize that it was Extreme Rules match.
So it sounds like to me that there are going to be some run-ins in this match. Mm-hmm. If it's Extreme Rules, it's going to be a lot of just silly Attitude Era-esque stuff. Which is nice. Like I'm not down in it, but if they do, I don't know how much money, you know, they're going to pay for this, but they need to get Jake Paul to come in and run in for Logan Paul if they do run-ins. Because, well, dang it, in Saudi Arabia, I don't know if a lot of Saudi Arabians follow like these two guys. I'm sure they follow Logan Paul because he's doing wrestling.
Yeah.
But, you know, his I mean, at least in the audience here, there's some story to that. Mm-hmm. And maybe they would be into it. I don't know. They might as well. I think that it would be pretty cool if they got Jake Paul to come in and, you know, do like a spot with Roman. And try to get a false, you know, get the false finish on that.
Yeah.
Like, that would be nice. Yeah. And then the Usos come down and everything, and it just be a whole thing. I think that would be dope.
Yeah, I like where this is going. We know Sami Zayn ain't going to be there. Solo would be there. Okay. This makes sense.
Yeah, it would be dope because it was also built around Logan Paul's knockout punch.
Right.
And then Jake is a boxer as well.
Yes.
And so he could do like, they could both end up hitting Roman with the punch and they could do a false finish like that where he gets like a long two count.
Yeah.
You know, and Roman needs to dust off his kickout artist kind of stuff at like 2 3/4 or something crazy, like really crazy. That would be dope. I think that at least I would get a pop out of it on in just from watching it, just because I think that would be pretty cool. And, you know, I think it would get the news talking about pro wrestling, because if Jake shows up, all the social media buzz is going to be really high on this Saudi Arabian match or Saudi Arabian pay-per-view in this match.
Right.
Basically, like Jake Paul, you know, did his debut with Logan Paul, and the Paul brothers are in pro wrestling. So that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm thinking the Usos are going to stay in the back for this one, and it's going to be Solo that comes to like even things up and make sure Roman gets the win. Because I don't think he's going to be doing anything else on the card. And
yeah, you know,
if you're going to bring him there, you got to do something, right? So
right, yeah. And I think that would make the interference I'm talking about a bit more even, instead of Jake Paul trying to take on the Usos and Solo, like, or just the Usos, but like it's crazy like that. It needs to be kind of that situation, and then Solo being, you know, still new, but the enforcer would be like, what the heck's going on? Yeah, that would be good, because then it gives Roman a chance to also interact with Solo the way he did with the Usos when they first started out. Like when they messed up, he needs to address it. You know, this will be Solo's first screw up. Even if he didn't lose, right, he would be like, you let this, you know, happen to me. You're supposed to be the enforcer, you know, and it would bring up more like dissension in the bloodline. It would be good, I think, for storytelling. Because when The Rock comes, then that's where you get the volatile situation where everybody's not working right.
Yes.
So if he loses, he's got an excuse, you know, or if they turn on him at Mania and then The Rock wins, right, it still protects Roman. And then it get, you know, everybody wins in that situation. And then, you know, it turns into its own situation after that. So, you know, depends on what you want to do with it, but that would be pretty cool, I think, for all of them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you were digging the Usy talk.
Yo, I've watched that segment so many times.
Yeah.
Yo, Sammy, I'm not gonna lie. Sammy has grown on me with this bloodline bollocks.
Work.
Oh my gosh, dude, it's so. I mean, I like Sammy Zayn. Yes.
Work,
but now it's like, oh, it's so good, man. This is silly nonsense that he has got going on. It's so funny that everybody in the bloodline can't even keep it together, man.
Yeah.
So funny.
I've seen several pictures of different members of the bloodline, like trying to keep it together.
I know. They're like, shut up, Sammy. Dang, stop talking.
They're trying their best, bro.
It's so funny.
That's going to make everybody crack, bro.
Oh, everybody's so good. Crack. Paul Heyman, boy, he was... he was trying his hardest not to laugh over there.
Yeah.
It's so funny. And I Solo, I wish, I don't know what was up with the camera work, but they did not get Solo in the shot. Like, we don't know what he looked like. And I was wanting to see what he, what his face was looking like. I wanted to see if he was dying laughing over there too.
I saw a picture of him laughing too.
Okay, so somebody got like the camera, but the segment, man, they cut him out. Yeah. And I was just like, what the heck? Yeah, but that segment is gold, man. Roman's face was priceless.
Right.
And it took him forever to say it. He was like,
yeah.
Because you're not feeling
oofy.
You're not feeling oofy. They need to make that a shirt.
Yes.
They
got a oofy shirt, bro.
A shirt. That is my praise for everything. I'm like, yo, I ain't feeling oofy.
I ain't oofy, fam. Yeah.
So
exactly. Exactly.
It's so good.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
Hey, my Sami Zayn honorary oof shirt came in the other day.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I'm excited about it, bro.
See, so that's another thing that makes me like, I don't want them to break up, man.
Yeah.
I know they can do the whole, erupt situation or whatever, long as they like clear it up later, right? It can be like rocky and stuff like that or whatever the case is. But the way that this has been going, I think they could stay together in the stable, regardless of whatever happens at Mania, even if they don't get the Rock or whatever the case is, they could they're basically babyface at this point.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really accepting that part, but they really are.
Yeah.
So maybe they could just stay they could do an anti-hero thing, kind of go into the anti-hero business.
Okay, right.
And Roman can still be, the mad dictator situation, but, still cooperative with the fans like he's mm-hmm. doing now, where it's like, I do heel stuff, but I'm talking to the fans, but y'all still going to acknowledge me. Like that kind of thing. I think that would be a perfect fit for them right now, because this gimmick is like so over. It's not even
right.
It doesn't even need saying. It's the entire WWE right now. It's on this back.
Mm-hmm.
The Bloodline and Sammy being the total MVP of just something that's so funny.
Yep.
And it's like, man, can you imagine going back in time to like 2015, right? The worst of people like despising Roman Reigns' run and going, y'all just wait until like 2020 and then like to 2022.
Yeah.
And then Sami Zayn's going to be in it. And it's going to be Usy, my G. Like, it's going to be so Usy. That would be like, what?
Yeah. No way that's getting over, bro. No way. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, listen, you ain't feeling very Usy right now, but you will be Usy in 2022, I promise.
Yep.
It will be the best thing you've ever seen in modern wrestling.
Yep.
Will be the Bloodline, and it will be Usy.
All right. So no doubt Roman retains and goes on to hold the championship for a little while longer. So
yep.
All right. That'll just about wrap this thing up, man. I'm excited to actually watch this one.
The card looks good.
Yeah, it honestly does.
The card looks good.
It honestly does. So, all right, everybody, we'll see y'all later.
Must be Juju. Goodbye. Mwah. Good night.
Bang! Yes!
Remember to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at BS and Beer Media. Or if you're old and want to write a strongly written letter, email us bs@icloud.com.